主啊，我们来到你的面前，我们深深地相信你在我们的中间。
Oh Lord, it's with a deep belief that you're among us that we have come before you.
当我们听见我们的姊妹在唱 If you are near 的时候，我们相信主啊，这个 if 是我们是有把握的。
Lord, we have full confidence that you are here.
但是虽然我们今天肉眼看不到你，
Lord, although our earthly eyes cannot see you,
但是我们相信，我们凭信心相信你在我们的中间。
But Lord, we hold on fast to our faith that you are here among us.
主啊，我们不只是知道你的同在，让我们也享受你的同在。
Lord, not only let us know that you are here, but also let us enjoy your presence.
主啊，求你在这一段时间里面向我们每一个人说话。
Lord, during this following time, please speak to each one of us.
主啊，让我们今天早上不只是来敬拜你，
Lord,
让我们也在你的面前领受你自己的话语。
Let us not only come before you to worship you, but let us also receive your word this morning.
把以下的时间恭敬地交在主你手中。
We hand to you the following time.
感谢祷告交托靠主耶稣基督的名。
Pray all this in Christ's name.
Amen. 实在很感谢主，我们发现一年一年过得是何等的快。
We thank the Lord that, in a sense, the time passes very fast as each year passes by.
今天要跟大家思想的一个题目就是除他以外别无拯救这八个字，我们再来思想。
Today's topic is the, the revisiting of the theme, salvation is found in no one but Jesus.
你知道，每一次我来到这里，看见这八个字，我心里面感触就很深刻。
As you know, every time I come before these eight Chinese characters, I am filled with a very special feeling.
再过几天，我们就要把这个八字拿下来。
In a few days, these characters will be removed.
因为明年有明年新的主题。
Because next year will have its own special topic.
有的时候想到那么漂亮八个字拿下来，实在有一点。有点舍不得，有点觉得很可惜。
Sometimes I feel as though reluctant to remove as beautiful a theme as this.
事实上，我们要非常谢谢林爱迪弟兄在过去八年替我们每一年都做这样的一个标题。
As a matter of fact, we must thank Brother Eddie Lin for having helped out with the very calligraphic display of the themes.
非常的职业化、职业性，非常非常漂亮，不是随随便便外行人写的。
It is a very professionally done job.
那么想到把这拿下来，有的时候我不晓得应该把它放在哪里好，很想在我们教会有一个特别的房间，专门放我们每一年的标语。
Sometimes I feel as though I would need to have a storeroom to store all the past things from past years.
其实当我想到这八个字的时候，我心里面也有一个很深的一个感受。
But even as I look upon these eight words, I'm filled with another special feeling.
我觉得对弟兄姊妹很亏欠。
I feel as though indebted to you all.
因为虽然我们有一个主题，但是我们总是觉得讲得不够深刻，我们做得更不够彻底。
Because even though we have a topic or a theme, I feel very inadequate when speaking and very not enough when acting.
那么今天早上我要跟大家再思想这个今年的主题呢，我盼望起码在九三年结束以前，我们再来接受主给我们的提醒。
So as we revisit this topic for the last time this year, I pray that next year we may start out with the right.
到底这八个中文字对于我们每一个人有什么意义？
So what do these words mean to each one of us?
我说对我们每一个人是指着我们每一个慕道的每一个已经信主的弟兄姊妹。
And I say each one, meaning every Christian, every non-Christian, every seekers.
刚才肖弟兄带领我们读《使徒行传》第四章。
We have just read Acts chapter 4, verse
我们很明显看见这八个字是从那里出来的。
And it is obvious that the topic has come from this passage.
彼得医治好一个四十几年的一个病人之后，
After having cured a patient sick for 40 years,
引起当时的政治和宗教领袖的关切。
Peter has caused great concern among the ruling.
然后他们就把彼得找来。
And consequently, they brought Peter before them.
然后就问彼得是你是在做什么？
And asked Peter, what is this that you're doing?
因为彼得那次所做的事情带来当时社会很大的震撼。
For this single act has caused many repercussions.
因为彼得当时所讲的那个道。
Because the way that with which Peter had preached.
圣经告诉我们说，一下子有五千个人接受了耶稣。
the scripture tells us has caused over 5,000 converts.
而那5000个人圣经说是单单男丁, 如果说把女人把小孩加进去, 可能不止这个数目。
And the scripture tells us that only 5,000 men were recorded. And now if we had added the women and the children as well, the number could have exceeded much more.
一个聚会有5000人信主, 我相信那个聚会就不止5000人参加。
In any kind of service where there are 5,000 converts at the same time, I believe there are more than 5,000.
但圣经里面没有告诉我们到底那一次的大布道会有多少人参加这个聚会。
Yet the scripture did not record just how many people were present at that particular evangelistic.
但是我们知道,
but we know this.
在那个时代，在那个时候， 耶路撒冷他们一整个城的人的人口不过3万人而已。
But we know that at that time, the population of Jerusalem was only 30,000.
所以当彼得站起来宣告这八个字的时候,
so when Peter stood up and proclaimed these words,
除他以外别无拯救,
and saying that salvation is found in no one else,
是替这5000个人做见证,
he was bearing witness for these 5,000
men. 这5000个人得救,
these 5,000 men who were saved
是因为耶稣基督救恩的缘故,
are because of salvation of Jesus Christ.
所以我们看这八个字很明显的很直接的, 我们看到什么呢? 看到这八个字对着当年还没有信主的人是非常重要的, 非常重要的一个真理。
So we see that through this phrase, this bears up a very important truth for the time being.
但是在过去一年的时间里面,
However, for the past one year,
就在我个人侍奉的经历里面,
in my personal serving experience,
我很清楚地发现这八个字对我个人也有极大的震撼和影响。
I found that these words also have great import to myself.
换句话说，这八个字不是单单拿来布道、拿来传福音用的。
Because these words are not used only for the sole purpose of preaching.
如果不是因为这八个字,
if we're not for these words,
彼得告诉我们说这个世界没有盼望。
Peter tells us that this world has no hope.
我曾经提到过，圣经里面有几节圣经，我们去传福音的时候，我们有的时候觉得犹豫，有的时候我们觉得不是那么好像觉得这几个字这些真理有那么大的影响。
Scripture also provides some words that which we can use when evangelizing.
但是圣经很清楚地告诉我们说，这些乃是神给我们看见福音很重要的一个主要的信息。
The scripture also tells us that through these verses some very important truths about
the gospel. 我们常常听见一些慕道的朋友这样告诉我们。
We have often heard some of the seekers.
那么他们说，你们基督教很好， 但是你们不需要讲得那么绝对， 不要讲得那么排他。
And some of the seekers would say, well, the Christianity need not to be so absolute a religion.
你们基督教什么都好。
Your Christianity is good in every other way.
但是你们就是太过分的自我中心。
But you are too much egocentric.
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
but dear brothers and sisters,
今天我们看我们的信仰,
today we look at our faith.
它的独特的地方,
it's very peculiar point.
它整个这2000年影响人的地方,
the point that influenced humanity for the past 2,000 years.
很明显的就是在它真理的绝对性。
is evident in its absoluteness.
因为我们知道真理是绝对的话，必然是狭窄的。
For we know that if truth is absolute, then the road is very narrow.
如果今天我们说条条大路通罗马，
if instead today we say every road leads to Rome,
我们今天看耶稣基督说，我是道路，我是真理，我是生命，若不接着我，没有人能到父那里去的这一句话，就失去它的意义了。
Then what Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, the life, would become meaningless.
为什么主耶稣当年，为什么彼得当年要讲那么所谓决定性，而那么绝对性，而且那么狭窄性的真理呢？
Why did both Jesus and Peter have to resort to the absoluteness of truth?
因为真理对于我们的影响，对于我们在信仰上面所得到的这样的一个影响是很大的。
Because the absoluteness of truth and truth themselves have great imports in turn in our lives.
所以这句话一方面对非基督徒是很重要的。
So on one hand, these words are very important.
虽然这句话我们看起来是有很强烈的攻击性。
Although in this phrase, we see a lot of aggressiveness.
我们知道传福音有两方面。
We know that evangelism has two faces to it.
一种是防御性。
One is defensive.
你有什么问题，我回答你的问题。
If you have any questions, I would in turn answer your question.
那么这叫防御性。
This is a very defensive.
这叫护教学。
This is called Christian apologetics.
很多时候我们发现我们今天传福音不能忽略这一点。
We oftentimes cannot ignore this truth today.
我们不能一厢情愿地讲许许多多我们想要讲的话。
We cannot single-mindedly or rather stubbornly say what we want to say about Christianity.
好像今天有人开玩笑说，反正你来是肚子头痛就给你阿司匹林，是反正是什么肚子泻肚子就给你另外一种泻药，反正就是一定的药就解决你一切的问题。
We often would resort to symptomatic treatments of all questions.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们要了解，我们要明白，我们要知道我们的听众他们在哪里。
Dear brothers and sisters, we must understand where our audience is coming from.
他们有问题，我们要回答他们的问题。
We must answer their questions.
这个礼拜三
，This past Wednesday,
我有机会去个人布道。
I had a chance to go on evangelistical excursion.
那么我们去看一家人。
And we visited the family.
但等到我们到的时候呢？
But when we arrived,
我们发现那个对象在那里听没有错。
We found that the visitee was listening all right.
但是他差一天，就十七岁的儿子后来也跑来。
But his son, who was one day shy of 17 years old, soon later joined us.
因为他告诉我说我明天就十七岁了。
Because he told us that, well, I will become 17 years old.
我已经忘记十七岁的年轻人的心情和感受是怎么样。
For I have long since forgotten what 17-year-olds must feel like.
但是那天跟他谈的时候，我发现这个人很有十七岁的把握。
I have found a great deal of confidence within the 17-year-old.
我是跟他爸爸传福音的。
I was evangelizing to his father.
就他一直插嘴。
But he was interrupting.
他提出很多很多的问题。
And he posed many questions.
后来主要的敌人是他爸爸，后来变成敌人是他。
So our attention turned from his father to him.
也许我用敌人有一点太重。对象变成是他。
The object of conversation.
他问了许许多多的问题。
He had a great deal of questions.
问了许许多多很有深度的问题。
Questions of great depth.
很多时候我们就会把这样的问题 bypass 掉，就忽略掉。
Many times one would bypass or ignore these.
但是那天我一点不敢轻视一个十七岁青年人所发出来的问题。
Yet that day I was not about to ignore these questions from a 17-year-old.
他有问题，我回答他。
He had questions, and therefore I
answered. 他有问题，我就解决他。
And questions that I came up with solutions for.
最后
，and finally，
我就问他们，你要不要接受耶稣基督
？I asked both of them whether you want to accept the Christ.
那十七岁的孩子说：“李牧师，给我一点时间，我知道他时间大吧？”他说：“给我一点时间。
”The 17-year-old replied, "Well, Pastor Lee, please give me just a bit more."
后来我就问他的爸爸。
I asked his father.
因为整个那天晚上，他的爸爸坐在旁边，好像旁观者一样。
Because throughout that night, his father was as though he was a bystander.
我几乎忘记他的存在。
I had almost forgotten that he was there.
因为十七岁的孩子变成我主要的对象。
Because his 17-year-old son had gotten all my attention.
后来这个爸爸反而告诉我一句话，他说：“李牧师，我愿意请你祷告帮助我，我要接受耶稣基督。”
But then he turned to me. He says, "Pastor Lee, please help me and pray for me so that I can."
我为他祷告。
I prayed for him.
我带他祷告。
I led him in prayer.
我祷告一句，他跟着我祷告一句。
And as I would say one sentence, he would follow.
他接受了主。
He accepted the Christ.
但是我注意到一件事情。
But I noticed something.
当他的爸爸跟着我祷告的时候
，When the father was praying with me,
他的儿子十七岁的孩子也开口跟着我祷告。
His 17-year-old son was also praying with me.
我当时心里面非常感动。
I was very moved.
因为我清楚地看见一件事情。
Because I deeply saw one thing.
你不要忽略、忽视非基督徒的问题，你回答他，你可以帮助他。
Instead of ignoring questions, one would serve non-believers best by answering.
但是彼得在这个地方。
But here we see Peter.
除他以外，别无拯救。
Peter is quoted saying, "Salvation is found in no one else."
他在这些官府、在这些宗教领袖的面前做这样的一个宣告。
A declaration that was made before the rulers, the ruling bodies, and the religious leaders.
好像他没有回答他们的问题。
As though he did not answer their question.
其实从绝对的护教学的角度来看
，But from a point of view of absolute Christian apologetics.
这一句话也有护教学的意义在里面。
This sentence also bore some of the apologetical meanings.
因为今天的非基督徒,
because non-believers today,
有一种他们很清楚知道自己的问题在哪里,
some of them know exactly what their problem is.
但是有一些人他们不知道他们的问题在哪里。
But there are also others who do not understand
what their problem is.
There are some who go to doctors.
知道哪里不舒服,
they know exactly what
their problem is. 有的人去看病,
and there are some others
不知道他自己的痛苦在哪里。
Who don't know what their problem is.
有人说我到医生那边去看。
There, for example, one would say, I go to the doctors.
那么医生问我, 你这里不舒服, 那里不舒服, 我都讲不出来。
The doctor would ask questions that I have no answers for.
有人说医生很难诊断处理这样的一种病人。
And doctors will have a difficult time dealing with patients who don't even know what's wrong with them.
但是我里面就是有不舒服的地方。
But the patient would claim, I have something wrong with
them. 今天有些人来到神的面前。
Same way, some people would come before God.
带着他的问题来。
Bringing all their problems.
有些人来到神的面前,
and there are some others who come before God.
他不知道他的问题在哪里,
not knowing what exactly is wrong with them.
彼得在这里告诉我们说, 除他以外别无拯救。
But here we see Peter saying, salvation is found in no one else.
他告诉当时听他讲话的人,
telling those who were listening to him,
你们有问题,
you have a problem.
你的问题在哪里,
and what the problem is.
然后把那个答案告诉他。
And Peter subsequently told them what the answer is.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 这个就是所谓供求的配合。
And this is where the question and the answer is posed both by the Christian.
当我们看见传福音的工作开始的时候,
when we see the works of evangelism has begun,
我们看见传福音的目的是希望那个人认识神, 恢复跟神的关系。
We see the goal of evangelism is to help restoring the relationship between that person and God.
但是起码, 弟兄姊妹, 你要让他看见他有这一方面的需要。
But at the very least, we must help the person to see what the problem is.
所以彼得在这里告诉他们说, 你们有一个被拯救的需要。
And so we see Peter saying that you have a need to be saved.
这是关于对非基督徒这一方面。
And this pertains only to the non-believers.
我刚才说在过去这一年的时间里面, 简单的这八个字, 对我这个传道人有他特别的影响。
I have previously mentioned that throughout the past year, these words have meant a great deal to me.
对我个人来说, 当我每一次想到这八个字的时候,
for me personally, when I think of these words,
我就想到神在我身上的恩典。
I think of the grace that God has bestowed upon me.
使徒行传4章12节, 我们说是给非基督徒的。
For us, we could say that Acts chapter 4, verse 12 is for the non-believers.
但是在过去这一年的时间来, 这八个字, 这两句话, 对我有非常非常大的影响。
For the past year, these words, the phrase, has meant a great import to me personally.
过去这一年,
the past year,
在我侍奉的体验和经历里面,
in my experiences in serving and preaching,
不是一个很容易过的一年。
It has not been a very easy year for me.
我想弟兄姊妹都知道, 在过去这一年, 我们教会实在也遇到一些不同的风浪、风波, 也遇到不同的一些考验。
Brothers and sisters will understand when I say that we have met a great deal of unrest.
在这一段时间里面, 主用使徒行传4章12节, 给我有很大很大的帮助。
And throughout this period of time, God has used Acts chapter 4, verse 12 as a reminder.
这一节圣经不只是非基督徒的需要, 其实也是我们每一个基督徒的需要。
And as it turns out, this verse not only means something for the non-Christians, but also something for the Christians.
我想解释一下, 请各位看一处的圣经, 请各位翻到哥林多后书第一章。
As an explanation, please turn to 2 Corinthians.
很多时候我们觉得得救是那还没有信主的人所需要的。
Sometimes we feel that salvation is for those who do not believe.
保罗在哥林多后书提醒我们,
in 2 Corinthians, Paul reminds us,
得救是个很大的题目,
salvation is a rather large topic.
得救是个很深奥的一个真理,
also it's a very deep and mysterious topic.
得救不是指着那些还没有信主的慕道友他们所需要的。
It is not pointed toward those who have not accepted Christ.
保罗在哥林多后书第一章告诉我们, 我们对得救应该有什么样的一个看法。
Here in the 2 Corinthians, Paul reminds us of the proper attitude with which we should hold to the salvation.
好不好？ 我们一起看哥林多后书第一章第十节， 我们找到我们同声来读这一节的圣经。
Let us turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10.
哥林多后书第一章第十节。
2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10.
找到以后， 好不好？我们同声来读这一节圣经。 请大家在读的时候特别注意， 保罗在这里提到这个救字出现了三次之多。
And as we read, please note the three times that the word delivered has appeared.
我们一起来读，好，我们同声来读，请。 他曾救我们脱离那极大的死亡， 现在人要救我们， 并且我们指望他将来还要救我们。 很明显我们在这里看见英文三次提到deliver， 中文三次提到拯救的救这个字。
Here we can see that in both Chinese and the English version, the word deliver has appeared three times.
在这个地方虽然三次提到救， 而很明显的跟时间有关系。
The three times that the word deliver has appeared obviously have importance and relations with regards to time.
一开始保罗说他成就我们， 是指说过去我们得救的经验。
The first deliver pertains to things of the past, meaning that Christ has saved us in the past.
他救我们脱离什么呢？ 脱离那极大的死亡。
What has he delivered from us other than from such a deadly peril?
这个得救， 我把它叫做灵魂灵命的得救。
I call this kind of deliverance a spiritual deliverance.
是每一个基督徒不能缺少的。
Something that every Christian needs.
每一个基督徒需要的。
Something that every Christian desperately.
换句话说， 如果我们没有这样的经历， 被神的拯救， 我们就不是一个基督徒。
In other words, if we have not experienced such a deliverance, then we're not Christians.
所以当我们知道神曾经这样救我们， 我们在神的面前有个新的身份， 有个新的地位。
So from knowing that God has delivered us from the past, we know that we are standing anew in front of God.
但是保罗不是单单停到这里。
Yet Paul did not stop here.
他不错， 成就我们脱离那极大的死亡。
Yes, he has delivered us from such a deadly.
接下去他说什么呢？ 他说现在仍然要救我们。
But he goes on to say, and he will deliver us.
这个现在的拯救是什么拯救？
So what does it mean that he will deliver us?
天天基督徒过生活需要主的救恩的拯救。
This kind of deliverance pertains to the daily deliverance in our daily lives.
我们过去需要耶稣基督的拯救。
We have needed God's salvation.
因为我们有那个需要。
Because we have that need.
现在我们也有被拯救的需要。
Yet this need still pertains to today.
所以需要今天神继续的救我们。
So God continues to deliver us today.
接下来保罗说不只是现在需要， 我们也指望将来神还要救我们。
Yet Paul continues to say that on him we have set our hope that he will continue to deliver us.
过去的拯救是灵魂灵命的拯救。
The salvation of the past is a spiritual renewal.
今天的拯救是天天在生活里面神要拯救我们。
Today's salvation is a salvation in our daily lives.
将来的拯救是什么呢？
And what is a continual deliverance?
是身体得赎或者进入荣耀的那样的一个拯救。
This continual deliverance would deliver us into the eternal glory of God.
让我花一点时间举个例来解释。
Let me set this more practically by giving an example.
去年圣诞节的时候，
Last Christmas,
我的心情很复杂。
I had a very mixed up emotions.
因为我亲爱的母亲那个时候刚刚离开。
Because my mother has just passed away.
那今年的圣诞，我的心情还是不稳定。
Yet this very confusing emotion still lingers to today, this Christmas.
也许今天大家在周报上看到，我们关心了很久的朱璇姊妹，在上一个礼拜天晚上九点半，9:45离开世界。
Perhaps some of you have seen a bulletin saying that our dearly beloved sister Margaret Chu has passed away last Sunday at 9:45 p.m.
这个礼拜我们替他做了追思礼拜。
During this past week, we had a memorial service.
我心情非常非常的复杂。
And I had very confusing emotions.
有感情上面的复杂。
In terms of emotional.
也有信仰上面的复杂。
And also in terms of my faith.
因为我在跟 Margaret 跟朱璇姊妹在过去这段时间照顾她关怀她的这个背景里面。
Because during the past period of time during which I cared for Margaret and I prayed for her.
有一段时间, 我觉得主给我信心, 为她祷告, 相信她会扭转, 她会有启示。
I had firmly held fast to the belief that God will deliver her.
弟兄姊妹, 这是我心底的一个很深很深的一些感触。
This is something that has touched me deeply.
当我上个礼拜四, 就是她去世的前几天去看她的时候,
A few days before her passing away,
我们还在谈许多1994年的计划。
We were just talking about some of the plans for 1994.
他告诉我, 他说, 李牧师, 我明年1月14号要接受美国公民的这个interview。
She said, Pastor Lee, I will be going to an interview for naturalization to United States citizenship next January.
那么他就问我, 我要怎么办? 要请他延期呢? 因为我身体不好呢? 还是我就凭着信心就去考试?
And she said, I was not very sure whether to go ahead with the plan or to delay and to postpone the date.
我们谈了很多对将来的一些关切的事情。
And we had many such conversations regarding many plans.
但是我突然听见他在上个礼拜离开的时候, 亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 很诚实地说, 我心里面一下没有办法接受。
Yet I heard something which I was frankly not prepared to receive.
一直到我 好好地再把哥林多后书第1章第10节拿来思想的时候, 神的话给我很大的安慰。
And yet it wasn't until after I studied 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 10 did God really bring out his comfort.
特别我看到朱璇姊妹她的生平的见证。
Especially after I see the testimonies that Margaret bore.
她1947年在上海信主。
1947, she was baptized in Shanghai, China.
那是她在神的面前经历到神过去拯救她脱离那极大的死亡的一次的经历。
A time in which she experienced how God delivered her from such a deadly peril.
从1947年一直到她离开世界, 她是在经历天天神在她身上的拯救。
And from 1947 until the day she passed away, she experienced a daily deliverance from God.
到了1993年12月19号9点45分那天晚上, 神让他经历那最后身体被带到荣耀的最后的拯救。
And on December 19, 1993, at 9:45 p.m., God allowed her to experience the final deliverance of her into his glory.
保罗在哥林多后书提醒我们, 我在 朱璇姊妹的身上清清楚楚看见三段神在她身上的救赎。
What Paul has reminded us in 2 Corinthians, I have clearly seen her in her life.
是的,我们有过去被拯救的经历。
Yes, we have been saved in the past.
我们盼望有一天主要拯救我们脱离我们这个有限,特别是朱璇姊妹那个病痛的身体。
Yet we hold on to the hope that one day will be delivered for the last time.
弟兄姊妹,这是真正的,非常切身的,上帝在我们身上拯救的工作。
This is a very practical and a very assured deliverance that God will perform on us.
但是今天我们在座的每一个人都需要经历今天,天天在神面前,主在我们身上的工作。
Yet for each one of us here, we must experience the daily deliverance that God has promised us.
我刚才说过去这一年在侍奉上主给我有许许多多这一方面宝贝的经历。
I have previously mentioned that during this past year I have experienced many, many treacherous lessons.
弟兄姊妹, 神怎么拯救我们?
How has God saved me?
神怎么样借助耶稣基督拯救我们?
How has God saved me through Jesus
Christ? 借助他的十字架。
Only through the cross.
在使徒行传4章, 刚才我们所读的第10节, 是怎么样拯救我们? 借着耶稣死在十字架上拯救我们。
In verse 10, he mentioned that only through the cross of Jesus Christ did he deliver.
弟兄姊妹, 不管你今天在任何的状况的里面,
brothers and sisters, no matter what situation you're in right now,
主耶稣基督的拯救是唯一帮助我们脱离难处的一个出路。
The salvation of Jesus Christ is the only way from through which we can escape our present difficulty.
在过去这一年的时间里,
during the past year,
我从这个十字架的经历体会到神的拯救。
I have experienced God's salvation through the cross of Christ.
我这几天在准备这篇信息的时候,
As I was preparing the sermon for the past few days,
我再一次想到这一段时间对十字架的体会。
I have reconsidered the experience of mine.
我一直对十字架的感觉是什么？
What was my feeling of the cross?
什么叫做十字架？
What is meant by the cross?
我以前认为十字架就是痛苦。
I have felt that cross meant suffering.
十字架就是孤单。
The cross meant loneliness.
因为我们在十字架上看见耶稣基督孤零零地挂在上面。
Because we have seen Christ hanging lonelyly on the cross.
我们看见耶稣基督在十字架上受苦。
And we have seen his suffering on the cross.
我们看见十字架是羞辱。
And we have seen cross as a symbol of humiliation.
今天我们为着主的缘故。
But for the cause of
Christ. 为着神的国度。
But for the kingdom of God,
为做福音的缘故
and for the sake of God,
有的时候我们受到羞辱我们说主啊我们知道我们在背十字架
we can say that Lord we can endure this humiliation because it's for the sake of the gospel
今天在教会里面我们受到许多的误会
we have been misunderstood
我们受到很多的冤屈
many unjust complaints
我们说我们在受十字架的苦
and we say that we're enduring it for the sake of the gospel
弟兄姊妹是这些是十字架
Yes, this is the cross.
但是在过去一年的时间里面，当我经历神在我身上的拯救的时候，我发现十字架有更深的含义。
But as I experienced God's salvation, I found out that there's a deeper meaning to the cross.
因为十字架不单单是痛苦，不单单是误会，不单单是羞辱，不单单是这些。
Because the cross means not only humiliation, not only misunderstanding, not only those things.
有一天我突然发现一件事情。
Because one day I found out.
十字架。主耶稣基督面对十字架的时候虽然他有许多的冤屈有许多的痛苦有许多的压力但是他默然不语
I found out that Christ was silent even during his humiliation even amidst unjust accusations
我突然发现当我受到这些压力的时候我到底在做什么
And I consideredWhat I was doing when I faced all these things.
我发现当我受到这些事情的时候，我只是在自怜，我只是觉得自己好像是一种没有办法超越的这样一些难处，过得非怜。我只是觉得自己好像是一种没有办法超越的这样一些难处，过得非常的消极、被动而痛苦。
I have found that when I faced these difficulties, my response was passive at best.
后来主给我看见，你还要再深一步。
But the Lord instructed me, you must go further.
你要学习更深的一个功课。
You must learn a deeper lesson.
你要默然不语，把一切交托在他的手上。
You must be silent and bring everything before his throne.
弟兄姊妹，这个默然不语不是默然的忍耐，是默然凭着信心去接受他。
Brothers and sisters, this silence is not silently enduring, but silently bring everything before him.
我发现痛苦、孤单、羞辱，加上默然不语，是十字架。
And I found out that the humiliation and the accusation combined with bringing everything in front of the throne.
后来神带领我看见不只是如此。
But the Lord showed me even further.
因为耶稣基督的十字架不只是如此。
Because the cross of the Christ is not.
耶稣被挂在十字架上。
Jesus Christ is.
他接受痛苦。
Endured humiliation.
他孤单。
He was lonely.
他被羞辱。
He was humiliated.
他被误会。
He was misunderstood.
我们看见他在那边受了许许多多这些压力。
And he endured so much pressure.
但是他在剪毛的人手下却没有声音，这是以赛亚书五十三章告诉我。
Yet as Isaiah 53 told us, he was like a lamb silent before the slaughter.
但是接下来我们看见，主耶稣不只是如此，而且他还为那些加给他痛苦的人祷告。
Yet we found out that Christ was not only this, but he also prayed, interceded for the people who brought him persecution.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，神怎么样拯救我？
How has God saved us?
怎么样带我经过这一段的时间？
How has God brought me through this?
透过他十字架在我身上一步一步更深的启示，让我经历到神真正的拯救是什么。
Through a step-by-step revelation, God has shown me just exactly what the cross is.
今年感恩节的时候。
This year during Thanksgiving,
我花了一点时间整理我这一年在神的面前的经历。
I took some time out to reorganize some of the experiences during.
弟兄姊妹，我发现一件事情。
And I found out one thing.
三十年侍奉主。
During my 30 years of serving the Lord.
今年是我在灵里面长进最明显的一年。
This year marked the most significant progress of my spiritual growth.
今年是我清楚地看见神的恩典最明显的一年。
And a year during which I saw God most clearly.
弟兄姊妹，你当你看见你有进步的时候，
Brothers and sisters, when we see that we have progress,
证明一件事情，
it proves something.
我们还不完全。
We're still not perfect.
因为不完全，所以需要进步。
Because we're not perfect, we need to progress.
所以当我看见过去这一年的进步。
So as we see the progress that we made during the past year,
我发现即使侍奉三十年，我还不完全。
I found out that even after serving the Lord 30 years, someone is still not perfect.
我们今天到了1993年最后一个主日。
And here we are at the last Sunday of 1990.
我们看见前面1994年摆在我们前头。
And we see the road in front of us in 1994.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们觉得我们需要进步吗？
Do we feel the need of progress?
我这几天我在想，我在问我自己。
For the past few days, I ask myself,
前面的一年我需要进步吗？
Do I need to progress for the coming years?
这答案是肯定。
The answer is yes.
当你肯定那个答案的时候，
And when the answer is emphatically yes,
就证明我们还不完全。
It proves that we're still not perfect.
所以当我们在不完全的里面，我们需要什么？
So in imperfection, what do we need?
弟兄姊妹，我希望大家能够了解，我们需要主今天仍旧来拯救我们。
I hope we understand that we still need the salvation of Jesus Christ even this day.
我们有这样的一个态度。
We often bear this attitude.
需要拯救，需要被拯救一个态度。
An attitude that needs the salvation and needs to be continued.
能帮助我们弟兄姊妹彼此之间能够更美好的配搭，同心合意的进到新的年度来侍奉主。
May we all help one another as we go into a new year.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，除他以外别无拯救。
Brothers and sisters, salvation is found in no one.
不只是讲过去的，不只是讲过去的。
Not only the past.
也是指我们天天在主面前的经历。
But also for the day-to-day experiences.
让我们进入1994年的时候。
And as we go into 1994.
让我们仍旧等候主在我们身上的工作。
Let us still wait upon the Lord for the works that he has set out to finish in us.
好不好，让我们再回到使徒行传第四章，我们一同再把这一节圣经来读一遍。
Let us return to Acts chapter 4, verse 12 and read this again.
使徒行传四章十二节。
Acts chapter 4, verse 12.
在这节圣经里面，彼得像当年的这些政治宗教领袖提出这样的一个宣告，但愿今天在我们身上再来带来一个大的一个冲。
This verse is a declaration put out by Peter for the religious leaders during that day, but I hope that this also becomes a reminder for each one of us.
我们一起来读啊。
Let us read.
来，除他以外，别无拯救，因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名。我们可以靠着得救，愿主继续借着他的话，在我们身上不只是认识，而且经历他自己的拯救。
May we all experience his salvation through this verse.
好吧，我们一同打开一首诗歌，我们唱426首。
Let us turn to 426.
426首，新年来临。
426, another year is dawning.
我们来唱一首应时的歌，因为我们再过几天，我们就要离开1993，进入1994年。
In a few days, we'll be leaving 1993 and entering into 1994.
当我们唱这首诗歌的时候，但愿这首诗歌许许多多的心愿成为我们个人的心愿。
And may the many wishes in the song become our wishes as well. Many have commented on the shortness or the the timeliness of my sermon.
主要是因为今天我们有一个特别的节目在后面。
Because we have a special program following the sermon.
是这个有一个家庭，有一对夫妇，他们要奉献他们的孩子在主的面前。
And there's a family who would like to dedicate their newborn baby.
心中请你们夫妇到前面，也请爷爷奶奶一起到前面来，好不好？本来今天应该有两对。
There were originally should be two couples.
两个小孩要奉献。
Two babies.
但是另外一个 baby 呢，刚刚传了一封信给我。
But I have just received this notice.
那我把这个念出来给大家听一下。
And I shall read it for you.
他说：“各位好。
This is greetings.
我的名字叫吴宇珍。
My name is
Jenica Wu.
Jenica Wu.
我是1992年6月24号生的。
Born on June 24th, 1993.
去年生的。刚刚满一岁半。
I have just reached one year and a half.
我现在体重17磅。
My weight is 17 pounds.
身高78公分。
Height is 78 centimeters.
那么我是12月23号，就是前几天半夜从中国大陆坐飞机抵达美国波士顿。
And I came to the United States, Boston, on December 23rd of this year.
因为听说牧师要把我奉献给神。
Because I've heard that the pastor was going to dedicate me to the Lord.
但是很抱歉，今天不能来。
But I must regret that of my absence.
因为这里天气太冷。
Because the weather is way too cold here.
我有一点感冒。
And I have caught a little cold.
医生嘱咐我一定要留在家里休养。
The doctor has strict orders for me to stay home.
要过了年以后，我打过预防针以后，才向大家拜年。
I will be meeting each one of you after the New Year's Day.
我留了一张相片，跟我的爸爸妈妈一起照的，贴在布告栏上，请你们等一下来看我。
I have left a picture of me with my new parents on the bulletin board.
这是吴牧师吴师母刚刚从中国大陆带来的一个小孩。
This child was brought to the United States by Pastor and Mrs. Wu.
我们实在是非常非常为他们欢喜快乐。
And our deepest rejoicing with them.
我差一点说我要说我要报给你们大喜的信息是关乎吴牧师的。我们很感谢主今天有这个钟信忠他们夫妇要把他们的小 baby 奉献给主。
And we're especially glad that today Mr. and Mrs. Chung has decided to dedicate their
他们用主日崇拜因为他们没有办法用这个波饼聚会因为刚好信中的爸爸妈妈也在这里。
It is fortunate that Mr. Chung's parents are also here among us.
在他们要这个奉献孩子之前福音队因为是他们的 buddy, 福音队要在这里特别献一首诗歌。
But before the dedication, the gospel team would like to present a song.
他们所献的诗歌的歌词夹在我们节目单里面。
And the lyrics to the song are inserted in our bulletin board.
今天那个一个人布道班还是有课，虽然其他的成人主日学没有上课。
The evangelism explosion class today still is in session.
而且西安团契今天也有他们的团契。
And the Zion Fellowship would have their regular meeting today as well.
所以等一下在西安团契的时候，请大家到图书馆去参加。今天是杨一哲弟兄做见证。
And Brother Eric Yang will be sharing a testimony in the fellowship today for the Zion Fellowship.
Rejoice and be glad, rejoice and be glad.
你们都没有看到，这里有一个小朋友在他们唱的时候手舞足蹈，好高兴。
Perhaps you didn't see the baby gesticulating very rigorously.
我们都知道，根据圣经
，We know that according to the Bible,
属灵的生命是不能遗传的。
Spiritual life cannot be inherited.
但是圣经告诉我们说，属灵的生命是可以影响。
But we know that spiritual life can be influenced.
所以在我们教会里面，我们就强调这一个婴儿，我们鼓励父母亲、家长把他们的孩子奉献给主。
And for this reason, we strongly encourage the parents to dedicate their children.
借着这样的一个机会，让父母亲有一次公开见证，在主的面前表达他们愿意把这个孩子交在主手中的心愿。
And through this opportunity, the parents have a chance to share and to confirm their faith.
我现在请信中夫妇带着爱爱到前面来。